Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Podcast on a Monday. So why are we here today? Well, we got some pretty big news last night, and it was funny, Beeb, because I just got off the show last night, and I want to say it was about 11 o'clock, about maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock when the news started coming in. You know, I started getting texts, and I started getting, you know, just definitely news was coming in. That Floyd Mayweather is going to fight in Japan on December 31st against Tenshin Nasukawa.
Do you even know who that guy is?
I did not know who the guy was. I got to be honest. I have no idea who he was, you know. But apparently he's a Japanese kick. Here's what I know about him. He's a Japanese kickboxer. He's a 20-year-old from Tokyo, Japan, has a record of 27-0 with 20 knockouts in kickboxing. He's 4-0 in MMA. By the way, he fights around 120 pounds. Floyd fights at what, 147, 154, right in there?
That's correct.
So the guy is right around a bantamweight, somewhere in there. So he, and I saw some video of this kid, and they call him a prodigy. I mean, he's very good. I mean, he's a very good fighter. As far as kickboxing goes and everything like that, I mean, he's a very good fighter.
He's undefeated, isn't he?
Undefeated. Undefeated fighter. Very good. But I just don't, you know, they held a press conference in Japan last night. And again, nobody, you know, if you don't pay attention to kickboxing, you don't know who he is. If you pay attention to kickboxing, you probably know who the guy is. I don't pay attention to kickboxing, so I don't know. You know, so I'm looking at this guy and I'm watching videos of him, and he's a killer, man. He's not somebody to mess around with. If you're going to be kickboxing him, he's pretty good. You know, I don't think there's any question about that. He's pretty good. But I think the other thing, you know, when they asked him at the press conference what the rules would be, you know, there's some pretty major questions. It's like, what weight will the fight take place at? Mayweather responded, well, it doesn't really matter what weight, you know, we just want to give him a show. We want to, you know, do this and that. We just want it to be entertaining. Corey's in the chat. He just said that Floyd Mayweather posted a pic with MMA gloves on now on Twitter last night. Yeah, and he's right. He had the 4-ounce gloves on, and he's fighting for Ryzen MMA, right? Ryzen Fighting Federation. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But some of the questions at the press conference were, you know, when, I guess, what side, you know, will you box with MMA gloves? You know, is it going to be a boxing match? Is it going to be MMA? They said that the rules have not been ironed out yet. It will be a custom set of rules, which means whatever they're going to do will be very limited. And that's pretty much all we know. We don't even know if he's going to be really boxed with MMA gloves. You know, we don't even know if he's going to do MMA gloves.
Do you think there's going to be kicking at all involved in this, or how do you think this is going to be?
I don't know.
This got to be boxing, no?
I would think so.
It's got to be boxing.
I would think so. You know, I mean, what can they possibly do, though? I mean, you know, listen, here's the deal. And I was talking to my dad about this today. If they're allowed to kick, this fight's over. This fight ain't going too well.
Yeah, it's crazy if they're allowed to.
He's getting mashed up. You can't do that.
That's insane.
Yeah. So he's going to get mashed up. But can they alter the rules? Which it sounds like there will be some custom rules. So will the kid be allowed to kick at all? Will he be able to kick, say, no body kicks, no head kicks, but he can kick your legs? And if he kicks your legs, this fight's over in two rounds.
My guess is it's going to be a boxing match with MMA gloves. I mean, the guy,
yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
And what's the highest weight this kid's fought at? Like one.
I mean, he fights around 121 pounds, they said.
121 pounds. So He looks like he's about 5'6", 5'5", 5'6", 121 pounds. So he's going to move up to 147? So Floyd's fighting a guy that's about
20 pounds
lighter than him? How ridiculous is that?
Almost 30 pounds if you think about it, because he comes in at 147. This kid fights about 120, almost 30 pounds. He's 20 years old. I mean, and the guy is good. I mean, the guy is very good at what he does.
But the guy's very unknown.
To us. In all fairness, he's unknown to us.
Yeah. So I guess this is going to be in the Tokyo Dome, supposedly.
No, this is in Saitama. Let's see here. The fight will take place on December 31st in a 37,000-seat arena, in the Saitama Super Arena in Saitama, Japan.
Okay.
The bout will headline Ryzen 14, the Ryzen FF, Ryzen Fighting Federation. And this is an MMA organization that was founded by former Pride president Nobuyuki Sakibara. So that's kind of what we know. I mean, it's, this will be contested under a custom rule set. The rules have not yet been determined. Now, this is all hearsay. Now, I was out searching around today. This is all hearsay, but MMA Junkie states that they will be three. They think that it'll be an exhibition of 3 3-minute rounds, and the rules, of course, are not yet known. Luke Thomas of the Luke Thomas Show asked a pretty good question. They said, "Who's paying Mayweather? Who's paying Mayweather? Because it's not Ryzen, not Ryzen Fighting Federation, because they can't." So I don't know if he bought a piece of Ryzen. Who knows? Brendan Schaub actually had the line of the day when he tweeted, "I hope everyone realizes that the fight will be about as legit as Macho Man versus the Ultimate Warrior in a WWE scripted match."
That's some strong words right there.
And he brings up, he does. And I tell you what, this brings up a real interesting point. Back in the day, it was actually very common in Pride and other Japan-based organizations to predetermine the outcome of fights. This was actually very well known. Now, I know Mauro Ranallo actually disputed this because he worked for Pride as an announcer, but I heard this. I mean, this is something we always hear. I mean, we've heard this from – I've heard this from several different sources. Even Kurt Angle, I had a chance to talk to Kurt Angle, the Olympian. He wrestles in the WWF or the WWE or whatever it is now. He had said that he was going to go fight MMA because I'd asked him why didn't he fight MMA. And he said that he was going to, but they were in Japan, but it was like, you know, they were actually, you know, all the, you know, some of the fights, they couldn't guarantee him that they would all get legitimate fights in the sense that, you know, they're fixed, you know, some of the outcomes are fixed and they'll fix them in such a way where they don't tell one guy that he's going to win or one guy, you know what I mean? It'll be fixed that way. Like both guys won't be in on it. Maybe one guy is in on it, you know, one guy is in on the gag or something like that. So
I gotcha.
So yeah, man, pretty crazy, pretty crazy. I don't know really what to make of it. It's, you know, if it is, it's truly like 3 3-minute rounds. Okay. What can you do with that? You know what? I mean, again, is it a full MMA thing or what?
Well, is it going to be an MMA fight with limited rules? Is it going to be a boxing match with 4 ounce gloves? This is the thing.
Ryzen is an MMA organization, you know?
Yeah. And this is the thing. With McGregor, I kind of got why that happened. I kind of got why that happened because McGregor was a huge name, gigantic draw. They knew they were going to do substantial amounts of pay-per-view buys. They knew that they were going to generate a lot of revenue. But this kid's an unknown. You know, Mayweather's going to have to go to Japan to fight this guy to make it worth his while. How much money is he going to get for this? He's can't be getting as much as he got for Pacquiao and McGregor. There's no way they can generate that.
100%, no way. 100%.
There's no way.
Well, Ryzen, I think Luke Thomas said it best. Ryzen can't generate that money.
No, so what is this about? Like, you know, Floyd Mayweather's out there buying $18 million watches. He's buying these, I guess he bought a new mansion or whatever. And he's always posting his gambling winnings and this and that. So if he's posting all that stuff, like especially the gambling winnings, I suspect the guy's got a major gambling problem. You would think that he could ride off into the sunset and enjoy all this money, work on some businesses, deal with his promotional company. But for whatever reason, something's not right. Something's not right. There's something that we're not being privy to right now. I think the guy's got money problems. I think the guy's got issues with he's constantly needs attention. You know, he can't stand to see someone else get the limelight instead of him.
Which is why he's not a good promoter.
Yeah, and I think the guy's got a lot of issues. I think he's got tax problems still. This is just me guessing, because why would he have to continuously do these types of events? I mean, okay, I got the McGregor one, but this is a friggin' circus, man. Like this, you know what this reminds me? This reminds me of Charlie Z. You know how Charlie Z, you'd see him on the YouTube videos going around and just picking random guys that he knew didn't know how to fight.
Yeah.
Walk around with two sets of boxing gloves. Didn't even wrap his hands. He'd go to the guy at the juice bar, the gym, and say, "Hey, man, let's spar a little bit. We'll go light. You know, we'll go light. I'll just tap that." And then go around the corner, put the gloves on, and just start wailing on the guy. Like this reminds me of like what Mayweather's doing. He's calling out these guys that have zero chance of beating him. At least with the McGregor thing, like those MMA fans, they actually thought McGregor had a shot to win. You know, like McGregor had a following. He had a cult that supported him. You know what I mean? This guy, like, no one knows who he is. They can't put this thing on pay-per-view. No one's going to buy this thing if it's on pay-per-view. So, like...
Well,
it's going to be. Yeah, what is the sense to this thing? Is this just a Mayweather... Even if it's for $50 million, you know, is this just Mayweather needing money and doing anything he can to get money? Is this Mayweather just... who can't not have attention? Is this just the narcissistic personality disorder of Mayweather, like that he just cannot step away? He needs the attention that bad that he'll do anything to get it.
That's exactly what this is, guys.
This is a full-fledged circus. This is a full-fledged circus. It's ridiculous. And I can't even try to justify this, at least with the McGregor thing. You knew that was going to do good business. That made sense business-wise. This doesn't make sense on any level. I can't try to figure this one out on any level. The only thing I can come to is Mayweather needs money, and he's so starving for attention. He's got issues. He's got a lot of issues, this guy.
Yeah, Robert, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No,
I don't know how long I'll be able to be here, guys. We got things going on, but
sure.
That's exactly what this is. When I read about this morning, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, I read all the details, and I'm like, wow. Beeb, you've got him figured out down pat. He's
a psychiatrist, Robbie, and I can get But if I was a psychiatrist for him, just talk to him for about an hour, man, I could make tons of money talking to him.
Yeah, because I hate to say this, for a guy that is talented in the sport of boxing, he's a degenerate. He desperately needs attention. He's like a diva that constantly needs, you know, he's like some of these celebrities you see constantly got to get themselves in the tabloids. This is a money ripoff. And I can't believe that CBS and Showtime would actually go along with something like this, because
I don't think so either. I think this is all the like Steven Espinosa hasn't said anything. I think this is all the Japanese promotion or I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Ericsson Ryzen's not paying Mayweather, but I'm sure they're going to have a hand in promoting this thing and broadcasting this thing. I'm guessing possibly some Japanese investors are just going to pay Mayweather. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, but this
I don't know.
I mean,
I'm just speculating.
Look, if you look at his boxing career, he never wanted to travel anywhere to fight anybody. And now that he's desperate for money, he's willing to go to Japan? I mean, in his boxing career,
he's 120 pounds, 5'5" guy that hasn't boxed around in his life. He'll put the MMA gloves on him and say, "Hey, we're not going to kick," and he'll kick the shit out of him.
I'm a small guy. I mean, come on. I've never fought around in my life. Can I get paid a few million? Jeez.
Robbie, I would pay $150 to see you scrapping a pay-per-view, brother. I would love to.
Well, it's like Larry Merchant said a few years ago, Joe, the famous line, if I was 50 years younger, I'd kick your ass. I can't believe we're actually doing a train wreck show. Instead of a train wreck of a week, we're doing a train wreck show. That's what this is.
That's what it is.
And,
100%.
This tops anything that Adrian Broner has ever done. I'm completely biased here. I'm not a UFC fan. I'm not an MMA fan. I'm strictly boxing. But this is a complete joke. And anybody that buys this has lost their damn mind.
What is it I'm reading? When is UFC 232? Because I think that it's actually going up against that. I think there are different times. I think that's the 29th.
I know 231, I think, is December 8th, right?
Maybe. Let me look it up real quick. Let me look up their schedule. And when is the 31st, Robert? Is that what is that?
Hang on. I think that'll be
a
Sunday. I think that's the last Sunday of the football season.
December 31st is a Monday.
It's a Monday. Okay.
It's a Monday. So that would make sense here. Let's see. That the 29th Saturday, that UFC. So I believe, and let me see if I can get the schedule up here. Because I think if that's going to compete, I mean, you got to look at who is, because that those pay-per-views were within days of each other. Because I can't imagine this is going to be a free event.
No.
And
how many drunk people in the U.S., New Year's Eve are going to buy this thing? Think about that. People are going to have parties and whatnot, and they're going to be drinking, and all of a sudden they're going to be going through their guide, and hey, Floyd Mayweather is fighting. You'll get suckers buying it that way.
Not to mention it's on a Monday.
Yeah.
That's the other thing too. It's a Monday, and maybe it's. I don't know. All right, so UFC 232 takes place December 29th. And I don't know if it's in Las Vegas or not, but it's John Jones versus Alexander Gustafsson 2, which is a monster fight. That card is stacked, by the way. Chris Cyborg and Amanda Nunes are the co-main on there. Carlos Condit, Michael Chiesa is on that card. Arlovski and Harris, BJ Penn is back on that card. Uriah Hall. Yeah, I mean these are all big. I mean, this is a huge. This card is stacked,
right?
And I'm definitely watching that card. I mean, it's John Jones. I mean, you're definitely going to watch that card. But I mean, I'm not going to pay for a UFC card and then go and pay for this Ryzen card.
No,
hell no.
No,
I don't pay for any UFC cards.
They'll probably have go to some site and buy the thing, and you could watch it on a stream or something like that, almost an app type thing. You go to ESPN3 and you could watch they'd have a fight on there before the app came out.
That's
what they'll probably do with this.
Right, you can watch the undercard there, but you got to pay for Mayweather or something like that. I don't know.
Jeez.
This is a tough one. You know, the worst part about all this is he would, they were talking about him and Khabib fighting, him and Khabib Nurmagomedov fighting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we all, everybody get heard of that and everything. If he would have fought Khabib under MMA rules and just went to the UFC or fought Conor, just even take it and fight Conor under MMA rules in the octagon, in the UFC, that would be the biggest sporting event in history as far as pay-per-view went. Dwarfs anything. I mean, I think, I really do. If he went and competed under a full rule set, full MMA, I think it dwarfs anything. I mean, I think it smashes all the pay-per-view records, everything. He goes to Ryzen and fights somebody that absolutely nobody has heard of, you know, and maybe in Japan he's a big star, and in the kickboxing world this guy's a big star, but nobody knows this guy. I mean, this is a complete, like, what you just, and when they asked him at the press conference what the rules are, well, it's a custom set. Well, look, it's November 5th. The fight takes place on December 31st. That's not a lot of time. How is this kid going to train for this? How is he going to train for this?
Well, see, that's what Floyd wants, Eric. Floyd doesn't want the kid to train.
That's how you know this is a joke.
Yeah.
You know?
Floyd doesn't want the kid to train.
Tell something that people don't know what they're going to buy. Like, he just thinks that because he puts his name on something, like, he, like, oh, Floyd Mayweather playing ping pong, people are going to buy it. Like, you're a boxer, dude. You're a boxer.
You know, and that's a good point. You said, like, you know, it's like, how is anybody going to buy this when they don't know what they're going to buy?
Exactly. How can anyone get interested in it?
Right.
Nobody knows who this guy is in America. No one knows who this guy is in probably the whole world except for Japan, really, with all due respect.
Why? And how in the world would you get the cable and satellite companies even interested in something like this?
Out already, how much pay-per-views this is going to buy? How could it even be on pay-per-view? Think about it. If it's in Japan, it's going to be in Japan time zone. You think people are going to stay up in to 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning to watch this thing?
Hell no.
People are going to buy a pay-per-view that's on at 2 in the morning? It's a freaking joke, this thing.
I mean, hell, even when we have...
All right, let's look up Tokyo.
Even when we advertise those integrated...
It is 9:22 a.m. in Tokyo.
Right now.
And it is actually Tuesday over there.
Okay. Right.
All right. So they're 14 hours ahead.
So they're 14 hours ahead. So if they put that on...
They're 17 hours ahead of me.
So America can watch it.
Well, what did they do with Tyson's fight with Buster Douglas? They put it on... I guess they could put it on at 10
o'clock. They put it on 10 o'clock.
If they put it on, like,
at 10 o'clock.
They can make that work because they can put it on around 10 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night. And because I think, you know, they can watch. I mean, they'll have no problems with the fight in the afternoon.
So it'll be
there.
Like a 2 in the afternoon over there.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
You know, and Hand Wrap says, who's broadcasting? I couldn't even begin to tell you.
We have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't think Showtime is going to pick this up. They don't have the budget for this.
I couldn't see Stephen Espinoza approving this. No way.
Yeah, I mean, he said, "Well, Showtime will replay." I don't know.
Pay-per-view, you're still gonna have to put up. You're still gonna have to generate some money for the guarantee for Mayweather.
I don't think Showtime is involved in this at all.
I don't think they want to be involved in this.
Well, because, you know, Espinoza has not mentioned it on his timeline at all. He hasn't mentioned anything about it. So this is strictly a Floyd endeavor, and what I'm wondering is, did he buy a piece of Ryzen? But I think if he did, that would have been in the presser.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to dump on the guy, but maybe I am a little bit. But he can't even run a promotional company. Why is he going to invest in someone else's promotional company?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess the best thing he's got going for him right now is, you know, probably that strip club.
You know who I feel bad
very
for
nice
in all this?
Collection. I heard that.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Robert, you've been there, right?
No, but you know, in all seriousness, you know who I feel bad for in all this?
Anybody
who's got a contract with Mayweather. I mean, you talk about a guy that totally ignored his fighters. Why would a fighter even bother to sign with him? And if you're Badu Jack and Davis, and I forget who else is over there, Don't you think you got to do anything you can to get out of your promotional contracts?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I really do. I mean, at this point, yeah, I think you do. I mean, if you're one of those guys, I mean, I think you got to kind of put everything aside and everything and say, look, what's best for you? Because he's not doing it. You know what I mean?
I mean, hell, Badu Jack just fought for the light heavyweight title, and you know, he needs to schedule a rematch, and his promoters over in Japan creating a circus. He should be working on getting a rematch together for his light heavyweight champion, who should, you know, and he should be working on Davis's career, and I forget who else. Is there anybody any good else that I can't think of that's got a Mayweather promotions contract?
No. I don't believe so. I think Andrew Tabidi is he's not under Floyd, so no.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not under Floyd, Andrew Tabidi?
I don't believe so.
He
maybe he is. I don't know. I didn't think he was though.
I thought he was, but who knows?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I'm one of his fighters, I'd be look, I got to get out of my contract. I got to pull an Andre Ward and get the hell out of my contract, you know.
Yeah, apparently Jason's in the chat saying that Tabidi is under Floyd. So
I mean, even a guy like Jason can't support this, you know.
He's in the tournament though. That's not bad.
Yeah. And he should win the tournament.
Think so?
He should.
Yeah, because of the lineup. The lineup's not as strong as the first one was.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know why they're having that cruiserweight
that
thing.
Second place
anyway.
Cruiserweight tournament.
I don't know.
Who's that got all the belts? What's the point?
Tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, Jason wants to chime in here.
He's a fucking mental case, is what he is.
Floyd.
No, I think Floyd Mayweather is a fucking mental case.
Hey, Robbie, did you forget that Stevenson has a rematch scheduled on December before the Wilder fight with Gorzyk? How the fuck are they going to work on a rematch when he's got a fucking mandatory coming up in December?
I didn't realize that, Jason, but my point
you don't
is,
realize a lot of things. When it comes to bashing Mayweather and Heyman, you guys just fucking forget the facts.
Jason, my point is, if he's going to be
122 pounds,
yeah,
he's 5 foot.
If he's going to be a promoter, he
it's
needs
not
to
even
promote
being
his fighters
in America. Who cares? It's not even being broadcast
he's
in America.
100% he's co-signing on it.
You can't co-sign on
it. He's not even asking you to buy it. He's not even buying you. He's not even asking you to buy it. You moron. Who cares? I'm not watching this shit. I'm not watching this fight.
Calling in.
I'm not watching this fight. Why are you worried about it? Why are you worried about it? Why are you so worried about it, B?
Nothing.
Why are you so worried about it?
I feel like Obi-Wan. Anakin.
Why does his phone call always wind up like this?
I failed you, Anakin.
Beam, calm down. Beam is having like a freaking seizure, like he always does whenever I expose his retardation and shit. Why is he so concerned about Floyd fighting in Tokyo? Who cares?
Jason, let me ask you, what do you think of the fight?
I'm not going to watch it. I don't think it's a good fight. I'm not going to watch it. I didn't watch the Manny versus Lucas fight. I'm not going to watch this trash. Why is Reed Beeb over there crying and having a seizure over this? I don't get it. What the fuck? What is Mayweather do? When did Mayweather ask you guys to pay for this fight?
What we do?
Mayweather hasn't even asked any American to pay for this fight. Why are you guys complaining?
Do you think it'll be on pay-per-view?
No, of course it's not going to be on pay-per-view, dude. Come on. Who would put this on pay-per-view?
Really? You don't think it's going to be on pay-per-view? You think he's going to fight?
It's not going to be anywhere besides maybe YouTube Showtime page. That's it. Or a Showtime regular free TV. That's it. Maybe.
No, Showtime ain't going to put this on.
Of course they will. They have a lot of dates. Next year they're expanding their boxing schedule. They already said that. So if they want to do it, if not, maybe DAZN, the retards that run DAZN can pay Floyd $20 million for one fight. Because those idiots will pay anybody. So maybe he can do that. You know,
I don't think anybody should show this anywhere.
Yeah, I don't want to watch this fight. It's just fucking. I don't give a shit. I don't care. This is just like a
great events for us here in America, and you want to call them retards?
Who are you talking about? Delorme versus Vargas? Oh my God, I can't. I'm having nightmares about that shit.
Great fight. It ended in a draw.
So do you think this is going to be an MMA fight? What kind of custom rules do you think is going to be with this?
Come on, bro. Come on. This is just a boxing match, and the guy fucking sucks. I saw highlights of him. He can't even hit. So it's a 125-pounder with smaller gloves. Floyd's going to fucking rock the shit out of this kid. Like, he's going to fuck him up. There's not going to be any kicks allowed. They're going to be wearing shoes with smaller gloves, and that's going to fucking help Floyd.
Why in the hell would Mayweather agree to something like this?
It's obvious because they're fucking the Japanese probably paid him $5, $10 million cash to come help their brand like visibility. Of course. Why else would he do it? He's making a quick $5, $10 million. What's wrong with that? I don't fucking get the negativity here.
You think he's only making $5
million? Yeah, right?
He's traveling to Japan.
You want to make $5, $10 million so you can buy a fucking new mansion in Vegas? You want to make $10 million in Tokyo?
This is probably a $50 million fight.
Right.
You're fucking crazy, dude. Japanese boxing is cheap as hell. The tickets are like fucking $50 a pop. I'm like, I looked into this shit.
Oh, really? You've been to them, huh? You've been over to Japan, and you've witnessed
You don't even leave your fucking projects in Boston and go to the fucking dessert events. Don't be calling shit to
other
people.
There we go.
You don't
even have a freaking apartment, kid. You live in a rooming house, from what I heard. I mean,
I could buy a three-story house here for the same price as Boston, or one-bedroom apartment, probably.
Poor son of a bitch.
That's why he hates Desart. He can't afford it.
I would never buy the zone.
I'll pay the zone for you.
I spend more money on Uber last night.
You can use my zone. How's that? Want to do that?
No, no thanks. No, I'm good. I don't want my fucking laptop infected with Russian malware. No thanks. Fuck that. I'm going to rob you on that. I'm going to rob you on that one.
That's definitely.
Besides, we may have the Russians messing with our election tomorrow. So.
Also, remember that DAZN sex page we used to talk about? A couple of people on there said even after they canceled DAZN, their credit cards kept getting charged. So I'm kind of skeptical about that.
I want to see proof of that. I have not heard any of that.
You know, Gabe Montoya brought up an interesting point. He said, Floyd is still fighting at 41, but does he bother doing the all-year testing, the testing year-round?
Of course
round?
He doesn't.
Why would he do all-year testing?
Canelo doesn't do all-year testing. Why the fuck would Floyd do it?
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, Gabriel
Montoya is like
so
a personal Oscarina de la Homo ass licker. He licks the Oscar's ass for a living.
So defensive.
I bet you right now he's clutching his Mayweather poster right now.
I'm watching that movie Harlem Nights right now with Eddie Murphy and what's his name?
Don't you like that?
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, I know. Just popped up a bunch. Hey, did you guys read this new article on CNBC that said ESPN Plus will probably lose $200 to $400 million in the first year?
Very good. Operating. I hope it does.
It's on CNBC. You guys can Google it.
I hope it does.
I won't buy it. I won't buy it.
You haven't bought ESPN yet? Beeb, you don't have ESPN Plus?
Nope.
What? That's the only app I would buy if I wanted it. If that's the only app I would buy. This is cheap.
That was a great fight that was on.
Did you catch
weekend.
Video on this kid at all, Jason? You said he can't punch.
Yeah, so I saw him fight. Dude, he can't even knock out 125 pounders with punches. He's like a better kicker than a puncher.
20 knockouts.
Yeah, but those guys are bums, bro. I mean, 120 pounds.
You did research on them, right?
Because he knows so
much
about.
Yeah, I saw him fight. I saw his videos. He can't punch, dude. He can't punch like Maidana can punch. This guy can't punch.
You're a Japanese combat sports enthusiast all of a sudden.
Hey, Beeb, this kid would make Berto look like a power puncher. That's how fucking soft he is. Do you think Floyd is stupid? Why else is he fighting him?
So is he a Paulie Malignaggi type fighter?
Even worse.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, and I don't care. I'm not going to watch this trash. I don't give a fuck. This is just a fucking, quick payday for Floyd so he can pay for his fucking private jet fuel or some shit, whatever.
I've never watched an MMA or a UFC card in my life.
Did you see what Fenton said? Yeah.
Pays employees, pays his contractors that he hasn't paid yet.
50 Cent said that the champ is fighting an Uber driver before the IRS embarrasses him again.
I think, didn't 50 Cent just go bankrupt like 2 years ago? That's how IRS embarrasses you, not by keep asking for that money. IRS will always ask for that money.
Because he signed a big contract?
Who said that?
You.
You sent me a link. Wait, stop lying, dude. Stop lying.
Yes, you did, son. Come on.
Stop lying.
Do you realize why people file bankruptcy? Like, Donald Trump filed bankruptcy several times, and he's a billionaire. Like, it's a business.
He didn't file personal bankruptcy like 50 Cent.
You just filed bankruptcy. You filed Chapter 13.
There's two types of bankruptcy. You know that, right? Personal and business bankruptcy. You know that, right?
There's more than two types.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I'm
going to
have
more than two types. You're right.
Chapter 13.
You're right. You're more than two types.
They have to pay back part of their debt. They don't get absolved 100% of it. I know all that stuff.
50 Cent is still paying off the creditors, though. He's on an allowance. He gets the allowance from the court every month. How much he can spend, the judge tells him how much he can spend and how much he has to pay his creditors. So he's like on a leash on the court, so he can't really talk about
it. Hand wraps just said.
It's on the fucking news, you moron. What do you mean, how do I know that? It's on the news. It was all over the news. Are you fucking retarded? It's all the news. Google it.
That's fake news.
What's fake news? What's fake news, Beeb? What's fake news?
Jason.
What's fake news?
I've had family members.
What's fake news, Beeb? What's fake news?
I don't know exactly how it works. Okay.
What's fake news?
Yeah, you know what Chapter 11 is? What did I say is fake news? Back in the day, right? You'd walk in there.
Oh my God. I'm about to fall asleep again.
That's it. Then you get this Bishop the Painting thing. Chapter 11. Chapter 13 is different. It's businesses. This is the settled amount that you have to pay back.
Oh, my God. You're so full of shit. It fucking stinks. You should Google 50 Cent on an allowance by the court. It was on all over CNBC. The judge gave him a monthly allowance, you fucking moron.
It's not like friggin' child support, goofball.
Oh, my God. You're such a moron. Google it, buddy. Google 50 Cent's monthly allowance by the bankruptcy court. Google it. Jesus Christ.
An allowance, you goofball.
You're like a food inspector, and you're about to trying to school me about bankruptcy court. Get the hell out of here. Come on, man. You can't do that.
Dude, I took business law in college.
That means nothing, bro. Millions of people take that shit. Millions.
What did you major in, Jason? Finger painting.
No, I majored in finance, unlike Beeb. Unlike Beeb, Beeb majored in food inspection and shit.
Standing in front of that fake plane, that rented fake plane on your Facebook.
Now the plane is fake. Oh my God, now the plane is fake. Now the plane is Photoshop. Now the plane is in a green screen Photoshop. Wow.
Jason owns the plane.
Beeb is so bitter. Beeb is so bitter. When he sees more successful people, he goes, there's no way you can have that. I have that. No, not you, me. He's so fucking bitter. He's like a typical fucking Southie bitter bum. Oh, my God.
I'm not bitter towards Eric. But Eric's got over there. He's got a mansion over there. He's got it so well that he has a studio in his basement.
It's very
Beeb
true.
Beeb doesn't have a studio in his basement.
No.
You don't have anything, Beeb. Stop hating, okay? You don't have anything. Stop beating.
The Beeb is all liquid.
You aren't even allowed to go to the zone events. Come on, your wife won't even let you go to the zone events. I mean, come on, man. At least Lisa lets Eric out of the house.
My liquid acid's on you a couple times. You seen it? The Beeb is liquid.
So, Jason, you're Beeb not going to watch this fight at all.
Are you going to watch it? I'm not going to watch this shit. I mean, dude, Tokyo is like 12 hours ahead? Man. Isn't Tokyo like 12 hours ahead of us?
Yeah, well, they're 14 hours
on
ahead.
On New Year's, you're going to be watching this shit? Hell no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm imagining it's going to be like a 10 o'clock show or whatever, something like that. But it'll take place over there. I would imagine. So it would be the 30th here. It would be on a Sunday here. And I would imagine they could show it about maybe 9 p.m. here. So, yeah, I mean.
Only reason this is happening is because Floyd's been spending. Floyd's been spending a lot of time in Tokyo recently. Some people in Tokyo convinced him.
50 Cent discharged from paying bankruptcy after paying off $22 million of debt. Where's the allowance?
You can look for the allowance. Now the allowance is over since you're off the bankruptcy. Now it's over.
And you're absolved of the other part of the debt. Okay?
Yeah, after you pay it.
Where's the allowance?
After you pay it. after you pay it.
Where's the allowance? $22 million.
You can look for it if you want. You can look for it.
Bankruptcy after paying off $22 million of debt. Just like the Beeb said, you pay a portion of it. You pay a portion of your debt, and then they wash away the rest when you file Chapter 13. And when you file Chapter 11, they changed the law.
Hey, Beeb, this is a boxing show. Are you fucking retarded?
In 2003, when you filed Chapter 11, now even in Chapter 11, you have to pay off a portion of the debt. Before, when you filed Chapter 11, you didn't have to pay off anything.
Beeb, nobody cares about this shit, bro. Nobody cares about this. Like, I don't know why you keep going on and on.
After you brought it up, and now you were proven wrong, now you want to change the
story. I just pulled up his allowance in 1 second on Google. I just pulled up his allowance in 1 second in Google. On 1 second. In 1 second, I pulled it up on Business Insider. Jesus. It's on Business Insider. You can pull it up right now. I mean, unless you're mentally slow, you can't pull it up.
So you're not interested in the fight at all. Jason gives it a thumbs down, which is surprising because, hey, you know.
Jason, is this a bad move for Floyd? Is this an embarrassing move for Floyd to this level to be involved in a match like this?
No, I think 50 Cent filing for bankruptcy is really embarrassing. That's what's embarissing. You know, I mean, this is
why are we
this
still
is
talking
just
about
the easy payday. This is the easy payday.
Come
I mean,
Floyd's in the beef with him.
Yes.
Is that
yes.
what it is?
I think so.
It's
is
not beef. Hey, Beeb, let me answer, dude. Jesus Christ. Why don't you let me finish? Beeb, let me finish. Beeb, let me finish.
Your idol was embarrassed by 50 Cent.
Hey, you need to mute Beeb. He's on some crazy drugs or something. He won't shut up, dude.
Is that what it is, Jason?
What? Do you want me to answer or you want to just keep running your mouth? Do you want me to answer or no?
I kind of like running my mouth, but you can answer.
And Robbie needs to put his TV on mute. It's too loud or something.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I told you I got stuff going on in the background.
Hey, Beeb, it's not a beef. Listen. It's not a beef. It's just that when 50 Cent sees Floyd Mayweather making $300 million cash in one night, I mean, that fucking breaks his heart. He can't stand that. So he has to come back with some kind of jealous and shit, you know? You can't stand that.
How much does he have left of all the money he's earned?
You must know. You know all the details. Beeb, you're his accountant, right? You're his accountant, so you must know, Beeb. Beeb, the accountant, has all the details. Beeb knows all the details. Beeb, you know all the details.
Like $500,000 here.
Yeah, I know.
$200,000 here.
Beeb, the accountant.
Posting those types
Beeb,
of
you got the record? Beeb, you got the bank papers? You got the bank transcripts and shit?
He has to be losing tens of millions of dollars gambling. There's no question about it.
What? Based on what? Tens of millions of dollars on gambling? Based on what?
You're winning that much.
Hey, Robbie, mute yourself, dude. Robbie, mute yourself.
You got to be losing at least 50% of your bets if you're winning that much. So think about the bets he's losing. How much money is the bet? And think about all the
oh
stuff.
Oh my God!
Like a gambler that goes on tilt, right? A gambler.
Beeb, you're like a fucking you're like a bitter woman going through divorce court or something. Why are you so worried about Floyd's money? Are you his ex-wife or something? Are you Floyd's ex-wife, Beeb?
He can't.
Beeb is acting like Floyd's baby mama. What the hell is going on here?
Buying things. The guy cannot
stop
buying.
I tell you,
Beeb, why are you acting like Floyd's baby mama? Why are you acting like Floyd's baby mama like you have babies with him? Why are you worried about him? Why are you so worried about him? Why are you so worried about him like you have babies with Floyd, dude? Come on. Relax. Relax, Beeb. Relax. Relax, Beeb. Relax.
All right, boys, I'm going to jump in here. Jason.
Hey, let me finish. Let me finish. Beeb never lets you finish, man. I've never even got to make one point. Beeb never shut up. Like a fucking
very quickly
retard.
Very quickly.
Yeah, now I forgot what I was gonna say, but I heard Eddie Hearn is about to sign Glenn Tapia. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I read. So I don't know. Who cares?
Listen, yeah, I don't Glenn buy. Tapia, I didn't cares? Buy the DAZN because of Eddie Hearn. I bought the DAZN because of Canelo and the super.
No, you bought it before Canelo even got on DAZN. Stop lying. You bought it before Canelo even joined DAZN.
I bought it for the World Boxing Super Series. I really did.
I bought it for the World Boxing.
Yeah, Eric was the first.
And I bought it for friggin' Canelo. And Triple G is going to be over there too.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen? Maybe the DAZN will ice Eddie Hearn and they'll keep all these other fighters. Because Eddie Hearn really
That'd
hasn't
be great.
Been
That'd be great.
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't been delivering.
But
I'm sorry.
But Beeb, what's the point of Canelo versus Rocky Fielding? That fight is just as bad as Floyd's fight next fight. That fight is trash. Well, I don't want to watch that.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Not at all.
Come on. No. Did you miss the Callum Smith fight? That guy didn't even last one round. Well, how are we supposed to think he's a good fight? He didn't even last one round, dude.
Yeah, but they're talking about Triple G maybe fighting Callum Smith.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Callum Smith is not nothing. He's nothing.
On own?
Yeah.
I'll give you my login. I want you to watch that.
I'll watch it on YouTube. I'll watch it on YouTube like Robbie. Oh, me and Robbie will watch it on YouTube.
Fuck with my credit card information when you log in there.
Hey, all right, let me make my last point that I'm out of here. Let me make my last point. There's this Twitter account called Boxing_ESQ. There's a bunch of – you guys need to check out his website too. He's got a lot of good podcasts. He did one with Lou DiBella today. He was talking about all the boxing business and Kathy Duval also. Check it out. Boxing_ESQ is the page. Follow him. All right?
Goodbye. When he shouts out somebody else's Twitter because he can't get on Twitter. Oh, boy. All right. So I think we can go ahead and wrap this up, Beeb.
Yeah, this is a crazy, crazy fight, man.
Yeah,
I can't even co-sign this.
Do you think though? Let me ask you just real quick. What do you suspect? You think it's just going to be boxing with 4 ounce gloves?
I think it's boxing with MMA gloves on.
I think that's where I have a hunch that's what it's going to be.
And this 122-pound guy is going to probably put on about maybe he'll 15 pounds. Probably 15 pounds. He'll be about maybe 140-ish. And Floyd will be about 140. It may even be a catch weight. Who knows? Like 144 or something. Floyd won't honor the catch weight like he did against Marquez.
He'll come in overweight, so it won't matter.
Come in overweight, yeah. This thing is going to be a farce.
Do you think that if the guy's allowed to kick, like legit kick, maybe just the legs, not the body, not the head, but just kick his legs, that this fight goes the other way?
Yeah, I don't think Floyd can deal with the leg kicks.
No. Even if he learns how to check those kicks, you're not going to check them from that guy. I think
it's a different animal. Floyd doesn't think that just because this guy's small that he can make this kind of like add some rules to this where the kid can do some stuff. I hope he's not saying this. So if this guy's only 120 something pounds, he's small. He's only 20. Kid's only 20 years old too.
Right. They say he's a prodigy and he is, regardless of what Jason says, watching those videos and stuff like that. And I've seen just a couple of his fights. I've watched a couple of his fights without the highlight videos. That guy is good. There's no question about it. He knows how to kickbox.
Yeah. So if he's just gonna, if he's going to say, well, this kid's small, he's young, yeah, I'll let him kick. That's a bad move.
That's a bad move. Yeah, that's a horrible move.
Because I hope he's not
move.
Getting a little overconfident because of how young and small the kid is.
Just one of those leg kicks, stops your movement. Will stop his movement on a dime.
And here's another thing too, Eric. Knock on wood, but I'm not wishing this on anybody, but Floyd Mayweather is an older guy. He's 41, 40. He's 41 years old, right? What if one day he just gets in the ring? What if he throws a right hand and the same thing that happens to him that happens, in the Donaire fight? What if with Burnett? What if he throws a right hand and he slips a disc? Because he's old.
Yeah.
What if he tears a shoulder or something during a fight, and he can't continue? That's a friggin' win for the other guy. Anything can happen when you're older. Like your body's not the same. Your body doesn't hold up the same.
And I don't think wrestling or holds will be allowed. Definitely don't think that like any submission holds will be allowed. I think that's what I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be boxing with 4 ounce gloves. And really, at the end of the day, who cares? Because as long as it's contested under those rules, Floyd's going to win.
That's a joke.
Yeah, because that kid's not used to boxing. He's used to kickboxing, completely different sport.
And that's what they're trying to do with the Mayweather. They're trying to have a McGregor rematch and do something similar to that with McGregor. But
yeah,
that's a joke.
They weren't going for it. All right. Well, make sure to listen to us on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And we'll have more. Hopefully more comes out about this whole thing. And then we'll talk about it then. But until then, I hope you enjoyed the Monday show. And we will see you on Sunday.
All right. Take care, everybody.